虽然我们今天聚会开始的稍微晚了一点
Although this meeting did not start on time,
但是我想我们的讲台还是不能牺牲哈。
I think we cannot sacrifice our message here.
有一次有一个小偷到英国那个施布镇的教会，把他们教会的钟偷走了。
One time a thief went to Brother Spurgeon's clock, church and stole the clock.
然后在底下留了一个字条。
And then he left a little write a paper there.
他说亲爱的牧师我知道你们基督徒只重视永恒时间对你们不重要
And he said Dear pastor I think that you Christians only pay attention to eternity and therefore time is not important
所以这个 clock 这个表我收下了
And therefore I take away this clock
弟兄姊妹我们今天聚在这里跟世上的聚集不一样
But today we know we gather here differently from the world
因为我们来是来到永生神的面前
And because we are coming to the eternal God
最近我们一直希望集中在一个信息的点上
And in these days we like to concentrate on one theme
所以今天我们所信的不是一个理想不是一个宗教哲学
And we want to find out that today we are not only to believe in an ideal thing and a religious thought
我们也不是在这里追求宗教的情操和理想
And we are not to pursue after religious virtues or idealism
我们在这里来是来到一位又真又活的神面前
But we are coming to the true and living God himself
从根古直到永远他是那位独一的神
Everlasting to everlasting he is the only God
天地万物都在改变
And all things are changing
这位伟大的神他从来不改变
And our great God never changes
而我们今天这个渺小的人
And today small as we are
在我们有限的人生的时间里面
And with our only limited time
我们居然能够跟他发生关系
And behold, we can have a relationship with him.
不仅仅被他拯救
Not only we are saved by him.
他把他永远的生命赐给了我们
But he has given us eternal life.
而且他把他永远同在的应许赐给了我们
And he has also given us the promise to ever present with us.
他不仅仅是一个可以亲近的神
Not only he is a God we can all draw near to.
所以我们讲到我们要来渴慕他
And therefore we speak of how we desire him.
神啊我的神我的心渴想你
Oh God, my heart longs. For you.
这个神也是一个充满了爱和宽恕的神
And this God is also a God who felt love and forgiveness
所以不管我们怎么晒我们怎么样子受到挫折我们都可以归向他
Okay, it doesn't matter what setback and failures we have but we can always turn to him
不管我们犯了多少的罪我们怎样的伤害他他永远接纳我们
It doesn't matter how much we have sinned against him and hurt him but he still accepts us
所以上个礼拜我们讲到我们可以随时的来归向他
And last week we talked about we can turn to him anytime.
他永远爱我们。
And because he loves us with an everlasting
love. 一个永远不改变的爱他接纳我们。
And the love never fails and he accepts us.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要来讲信靠神。
And dear brothers and sisters, this morning we want to talk about trust in God.
因为我们的神是一个可靠的神。
And because our God is trustworthy.
我们的神是一个值得我们信靠的神。
And our God is worthy for all our trust.
他是那个顾念人的神。
And he is a God who cares for men.
刚才诗班在这里唱神必定顾念你。
And as the choir presents to us the song that God cares for you.
让我想起三十多年以前。
And I remember 30 years back.
当我第一次听到这首诗歌而对这首诗歌产生印象的时候。
And as I had the first impression on this song as I heard it.
是我的父亲跟我的叔叔们。
And that was the time my father and my uncle
我相信我三叔今天坐在底下他一定记得这首歌的
And my third uncle I think he remembers this song
我那时候小小的年纪记得我父亲跟叔叔们在唱这首神必定顾念你
And although I was young but then I remember my dad and my uncles were singing this song
从我第一次听到这首歌的旋律跟他们唱的时候的表情不能够从我里面挪去
And as I remember this their melody and their faces cannot be removed from my heart
三十多年过来了
And after some 30 years
我的父亲我的叔叔甚至包括我们都经过了不同的难处
And we have all gone through many difficulties
然后今天我已经到了他们当初的年纪了
And then today I also was thisand at the same age as the time they had
回首这三十多年
and then I look back this 30 some years
我们真是那么肯定地说神是顾念我们的神
but now we can say with assurance that God truly cares for us
就连我这样子一个小小年纪比他们彼此他们还算年轻的人
and as I compare to them I'm still young
我九次进出手术房
and nine times I enter into the surgical room
真是经历到我的神 是一个又真又活的神。
And I truly experience our God is the true and living God.
真是经历到神是那位顾念我们的神。
And truly experience that God who cared for us.
当我们在孤单、无助、恐惧的时候。
And as we are lonely and so full of fear and trembling.
他是我们这么真实的依靠。
And He is the true trust that we can have.
他安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
给我们力量。
And strengthen us.
他给我们盼望。
And He gives us hope.
而且他们把我们从一切的难处里面带出来。
And He also will lead us through all hardships.
大卫说我虽然行过了死荫的幽谷
And David said although I've gone through the valley of shadow of death
我却不怕遭害
Yet I shall not fear
因为你与我同在
And because you are with me
你的杖你的竿都安慰我
And your staff and your rod comfort me
杖说到神的管教
And the staff speaks of the Lord's discipline
竿说到神的引导
And his rod speaks of his leading
弟兄姊妹不管神在正面引导我们或是神管教我们
Doesn't matter if the Lord is teaching us or disciplining us,
都成了我们的安慰
and they are all our comforts,
我知道他活着
and because we know he lives,
我知道他居然爱我
and we know he even loves me,
他永远负我的责任
and he will always be responsible for me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天早上我们要来讲信靠神
and therefore this morning we want to talk about trusting in God
我们不是只是讲一个心灵的寄托而已
and we're not talking about a trust of some feeling
就跟在台湾多少的人从南拜到北找哪一个庙灵就去拜哪一个庙
And just like many people in Taiwan from the south to the north they would go into any temple to worship
他们不过是要找一个能够帮忙解决问题的神
And they want to find some God that can help them to solve problems
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters
我们的神
Our God
是一个要跟我们建立关系的神
It's a God who desires a relationship with us
我们的神
Our God
是一个完全爱我们的神
It's a God who completely loves us
如果我们只是要解决问题
And if we only seek after problem being solved
我们有很多的方法可以解决问题
Then we know many other methods can solve them
但是弟兄姊妹神却爱我们
But then this God who loves us
要让我们借着各样的难处和环境里面
And he wants to go through the hardship and difficulty
我们不仅仅经历认识到神是可以解决难处的神
Then not only will we experience him solving problems for us
而且让我们借着这些难处
But then through these problems,
我们体会到神这么真实
that we can know in person that God is real.
在基督徒中间有一句很流行的话
and there's a popular saying among the Christians,
人的尽头是神的起头
and the end of man is the beginning, God.
我记得黎卓森弟兄曾经举过一个例子
I remember Brother Watchman Nee had this example.
他在他年轻的时候
that he said when he was young,
他跟几个朋友到河边去游泳去
and he went to swim by the riverside with friends.
其中有一个朋友不会游有一个朋友不会游差点快淹死了
and one of them did not know how to swim and almost drowned
他们急的就一直叫他们中间一位最会游泳的人赶快去救他
and they were so eager and they called on the one who knows how to swim to go save him immediately
但那个人蹲在大石头上面就那样看着底下的那个人
but then the one who knows how to swim was just crouching at the rock and looking at the person who's drowning
所有的人催他叫他骂他他还是不下去
and everyone is urging and pushing him but then he wouldn't want to go
但是他的眼睛一直没有离开水里面的那个朋友
but his eyes never depart from the person in the water
等到他真挣扎停下来的时候
and until he finished struggling,
他一下子跳下去他一把带回到岸边来
then he went down to the water and then to grab him to pull him up
因为当人还有力量挣扎的时候
and because while he still has strength to struggle
你很难救他
it is very hard for you to save
他抓到什么他就拉得紧紧的
and whatever he can grab then he will lay hold of hard
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
也许对人是这个样子
Perhaps men are always like that.
因为人的能力有限。
And because man has limited strength.
我们去救人被他卡住我们就两个一起淹死了。
And if we want to save someone and he would hold us down, then we will all both be drowned.
我不晓得你们有没有想到一个问题可是他是神呢。
But then have you ever think of this, that he who is saving us is God?
他为什么老是要等到我们好像到了尽头他才做事呢？
And why must he work until we come to our own very end?
为什么他要让我喝这么多水到没有办法挣扎了他才来救我呢？
Why would he let us drink so much water into our stomach before he save us?
弟兄姊妹不是神不能救我们。
It's not to say that God cannot save us.
问题是出在我们这一边。
And the problem lies on our side.
问题不是说神为什么要等到最后一个关口才来救我
And the question is not for God why he is saving us at the very end
问题是说我们为什么等到最后一口气了没有气了才要让神来救我们
And but the question is, why must we allow God to save us and before, just before we
Where is our God?
Where is our God? Where is He?
当我们碰到难处的时候,
As we encounter difficulties,
为什么我们马上就急着用自己的方法去解决?
How come we are so eager to solve it our own way?
为什么我们碰到困难的时候?
How come when we face problems,
我们东求人, 西求人, 好像没有神一样?
And we go all directions to ask man's help.
弟兄姊妹,神要解决我们的难处太容易了。
And we know God, it's easy for God to solve our problems.
但是我们要丧失的人生最宝贵的祝福。
But then we shall lose the most blessed blessings of life.
我们没有机会真正的认识我们所信的神是谁。
And then we can no longer find out who is the God whom we are believing in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,神容许难处在我们的身上。
And God allows hardship to come on us.
而当我们在这里还是凭着自己挣扎的时候,
But if we struggle on our own,
当我们在解决问题的困难里面,神不在其中的时候,
And if we try to solve problems our own ways and find God is not in it,
或是我们只是习惯性地说,主啊,你帮助我,
Or we only have habit of calling out, Lord help me, but we don't mean it.
我们依靠祷告,而不是依靠听祷告的神,
Sometimes we even rely on our prayers and not the God who hears our prayers.
我们说,主,我祷告过了,为什么你不do something?
And so often we question, Lord, we have already prayed, and how come you don't answer me?
有时候我们会更迫切说,我禁食了,主,你为什么还不听?
And sometimes we're even so eager that we fasted and say, Lord, how come you still don't answer?
所以在我纲要里面的第一个点,我想到神的信号,
And therefore, in the first point,
发自于对神的真认识和真需要,
then we talk about the deeper trust that comes from the true knowledge and true need for God.
我特别把神quote起来,
and I would quote the word God.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们碰到难处不是用基督徒的解决法,
and because today we are not solving problems by Christian methods,
我们需要来投靠这位神,
and we must all learn to trust in God Himself.
他是有对象具体的那位神,
and every trust, and we know there is an object.
我们不是只是一个无助的那一个求告,那位伟大的something,来,当晚来 help me.
But we are not pleading into thin air to ask for somehow, somewhere, someone will help us.
我们是祷告这位主,我们所称的耶稣基督来救我们。
But we know we are praying to God, our dear Jesus, to save us.
你可以想象你date你的女朋友的时候,
And as some of you may know who dates a girlfriend,
你的女朋友那天非常的高兴,
and your girlfriends are rather happy that day,
她的roommate都说,哇,你今天要跟谁出去约会啊?
And then the people around her know, oh, who are you going out with today?
她说,我今天要跟一个男人出去约会。
And if she said, I'm going out with a man today,
你会觉得这是神经病,对不对?
And you say, she's kind of crazy.
就算他讲,我是要跟一个中国的男人出去,你还是觉得你没有回答我的问题。
And even if your girlfriend says, I'm going out with a Chinese man, you still think she did not answer properly.
我当然知道是男的,现在不见得。我当然知道是男的。
Yes, your friend will know that you're going out with a boyfriend.
Okay, 是一个中国的男的。
And even a Chinese boyfriend.
他是谁啊?
But then the question meant, who is he?
我们的条件绝对不会只是因为是男的或中国的男的, enough.
And our questioning is not cannot be satisfied by just knowing if he is a man or Chinese man.
千万人中的那一位,
then we are looking for the one who is the fairest of 10,000.
弟兄姊妹,当我们来祷告主的时候,
and as we are praying to the Lord,
我们不是在这里求助一个不知道不可知的那一位,
and we are not asking the unknown.
我们乃是来到这位真神,独一的真神面前。
But we come to the God who is true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,神在我们身上容许一些环境在我们的身上。
And therefore, sometimes God allows hardship on us.
神要叫我们这个人真实的降卑下来。
In order to humble us.
真实的知道离了神,我们什么都不能做。
To truly know in ourselves that apart from God, we can do nothing.
不要说我们一般的难处,
and doesn't matter the problems we often face.
就算没有难处, 你在神家里面生活服事, 都需要靠着他。
And even if we are living in a smooth time, then we know that everything we do, we must trust in Him.
虽然我读研究所的时候, 我大部分的科都拿了A,
and most of my graduate school classes, I obtained A.
但是我是被主管出来学出来的。
But then actually the Lord had given me many lessons.
很多时候我觉得我自己可以解决这个问题。
And so often I felt that I could solve that problem myself.
我不知道降卑在神面前祷告，仰望他的祝福。
And when I did not know to humble myself before him and to trust in him and look into his blessing.
发现那个 program 怎么 run 都 run 不出来。
And then I discovered it doesn't matter how long and hard I run the program, it didn't work.
一直到神折服我们的骄傲。
And until the Lord break our pride.
我们在主的面前谦卑的靠他。
And then we humble ourselves and learn to trust in Him.
我记得将近二十年前。
And I remember almost 20 years ago.
那时候我在红木城服事聚会的时候。
At the time I was still having meetings in the Redwood City.
有一次他们有这个青少年团契，有一个小退休会，跟我们的Timothy Titus 差不多。
And one time there is a youth retreat meeting there.
大概只有七八个人，然后他们请我当讲人。
And there were about seven, eight young people, and then I was the speaker there.
一方面那一阵子我在公司里面非常的忙。
And at that time I was rather busy.
但是在我里面最深之处，我自己有的那个骄傲跟轻视，主都知道。
But then in the depth of my heart, I had this pride, and then looking at this event lightly, the Lord knew.
我想七八个小萝卜头啊。我把我过去的经验做做见证就可以了。
And I thought there were only seven, eight little kids, and I can just give them some of my experience, and that should be enough.
所以不像我平常预备讲到花十几二十个小时跪在主的面前预备。
And so therefore, I did not prepare like I used to speak, deliver the message on Sunday that I would pray over it for more than 10 hours.
那天我充满了自信，兴致冲冲地站在讲台上。
And that day I was full of self-confidence and I rather excited to just stand before them.
我一讲，那个可怕的事情就发生了。
And as I opened my mouth, something terrible happened.
他们不想听。
None of them wanted to listen to me.
他们讲来讲话来讲话去，推来推去。
And they started to talk to themselves and try to have an uproar.
我赶快讲一个比较幽默一点的故事或见证。
And then I tried to change the situation by giving them some humor.
他们嘴角歪一下又回去了。
And then they just have a little smile and then they turn back to normal.
那个局面是我从来没有碰到过的，一下子卡住，不知道怎么讲下去。
And that is the first time that I had that situation. I did not know how to go on.
我那天下台，我不仅仅觉得吃了死苍蝇，像吃了死老鼠一样。
And that day, when I left there, I felt like I had swallowed up a dead rat.
全身不舒服啊。
And it was so uncomfortable.
主就责备我。
And the Lord rebuked me.
你只为你讲砸了在那里难过。
And you only felt sorry when you could not deliver a smooth message.
主那天光照了我为什么失败。
But the Lord enlightened me and told me why I failed.
我在主面前认罪。
And then I confessed my sins before him.
从那次以后没有一次出口的机会我敢轻松随便去讲。
And from that time on, there is never a time that I look lightly upon the chance to speak a message for the Lord.
所以我现在非常同情我们顾弟兄。
And therefore, right now I'm very sympathizing with my brother Ku.
他现在面临的挑战比我严重多了。
And he is now facing a challenge.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要学习降卑下来。
And we must learn to humble ourselves.
我列的那个纲要第一点的第二节经文。
And the second message on the first.
以赛亚书十二章第二节。
And that's Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2.
因为位置不够，我弄点点点，所以我念给你们听。
And I will read it for you.
看哪，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕。因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。
Oh, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation.
听说这一节圣经是穆迪弟兄最喜欢的经文。
And I heard that this is the most favorite verse of Brother Moody.
他有一次在讲道的时候。
And one time as he spoke.
他说我们基督徒回神家，好像我们在这里要 take 一个飞机，我们要回归天家一样。
And he said, as the Christians are returning home in heaven, and just like we are taking a flight.
他说，以赛亚书十二章第二节是头等舱的机票。
And he said, Isaiah 12 verse 2 is the first class ticket for the flight.
因为他特别把中间的那句话拿出来讲。
And because he would like to emphasize the middle portion of it for us.
他说我要依靠他并不惧怕。
And he says that I will trust and not be afraid.
他说这是头等舱的机票。
And he said that is the first class seat.
因着我们学会信靠这位伟大的神。
And because we learn to trust in this great God.
让我们在人生的路上，不管遭遇什么，我们不害怕。
And therefore, it doesn't matter what we encounter upon this journey of earth, and we will not be afraid.
他说二等舱的机票。
And then there is the second class seat.
他说是诗篇五十六篇第三节。
He said it's Psalm 56 verse 3.
当我害怕的时候，我要依靠神。
And he says it's that when I'm afraid, then I will trust in God.
所以弟兄姊妹，他鼓励我们买头等舱的机票。
And so he is encouraging us to get this first class seat.
我就在想啊。
Then I think,
真正有头等一下子就有头等舱机票的人不多。
And not too many people enjoy the flying first class.
有的人很单纯，一听见圣经，一听见神，他就这么简单的相信神。
And so many people, they just as they hear the words of God delivered, then they just turn to Him and trust in Him simply.
所以他们真像坐头等舱的人。
And they are just like enjoying the people enjoying the first class.
但是我相信，包括我和大多数的人。
And then I believe that including me and the majority,
我们都是一路学过来的。
And we only learn while we walk.
圣经上不仅仅有上百处的经文提醒我们要来依靠他，要来依靠他。
And there are more than 100 places in the Bible who remind us to trust in the Lord.
也有好多的地方提醒我们不可以依靠这个，不可以依靠那个。
And also there are many other places tell us not to trust in this and that.
我随便举几个例子。
And I'll just give you a few examples.
圣经上说不可以依靠自己的聪明。
The Bible said not to trust in your own intelligence.
这是我们在座所有自以为聪明的人最大的危机。
And that is the greatest crisis for all those who think they are smart.
因为从前还有人讲人定胜天，现在讲这样话的人越来越少。
And in the past, and some people would say men will overcome the heavens, but now less and less people would say that.
现在换了一种比较谦卑的一种方法来讲。
Now people say the same thing in a meek way.
我们人还是应该靠自己，不应该什么都靠他老人家。
And the men should trust in themselves and not to trust in him over everything.
弟兄姊妹，的确我们有很多的本分是我们该尽该做的。
And it is true that a lot of things that it is our own responsibility.
但是这个跟我们里面信靠他，我们来做，来尽本分，并不冲突。
But there is no conflict from us in trusting in him and still fulfilling our responsibility.
圣经上说不要依靠无定的钱财。
And the Bible tells us not to trust in money that you cannot grasp.
中国人说有钱可以叫鬼都帮你来推。
And the Chinese people say if you have money, even the demons will find it fine for you.
圣经上说不要依靠无定的钱财，说到它是一个不可靠的东西。
And the Bible tells us not to trust in money. It talks about it's not trustworthy.
我想我们在座的每一个人都知道美金上面写了一句什么话。
And we know that what the U.S. bills had on the same.
你们不知道啊，光用钱不看的。
Some of us may not know. They only know how to spend it, not looking at it.
它小至一个 penny 一分钱，大到百元美钞。都有这句话。
And even a small penny or as big as a $100 bill, it has the same saying.
如果你的那个没有的话，我十倍跟你换。
And if your US dollar does not have that, then I will give tenfold for your bill.
弟兄姊妹，现在的人把它改成说 in gold we trust.
But now people change it to in gold we trust.
弟兄姊妹，这是亵渎神。
And that is blaspheming.
我们这个背景是在1861年的时候。
And the background is in the year 1861.
在林肯当总统的时候。
And as Lincoln was the president.
有一个在乡下的一个农夫，一个教会的一个也是兼牧师，他写了一封信给当时美国的财政部长。
And there was a farmer who was also a minister in his church, and he wrote a letter to the church ministers of finance of the state.
Secretary of Treasury. 他就当时那个人叫做 Salmon Chase, 他写给他。告诉他说我们是以基督耶稣立国的一个国家，怎么可以在我应该在钱上提醒大家要来信靠神。
And he told him in the letter that because this country is founded on the faith in Christ, so therefore we must have this saying to remind everybody.
我们不能够依靠这些东西。
And, but we cannot rely on money.
所以这个财部长收了这封信以后，他就把那个货币铸造局的局长找来。
So this minister, after he received the letter, and he called his meeting.
请他去设计这件事情。
And then find someone to design this.
他们连续三年带到国会都被拒绝。
And in 3 years, consecutive years, then they were rejected by the Congress.
一直到1864年，三年之后。
And until 1864, 3 years later,
美国国会终于通过。
Then the Congress of the States had passed the design.
财政部长讲说，没有一个国家可以强盛，如果他们不是靠着神的能力。
And because the ministers of finance said no country can be strong if they don't trust in God.
没有一个国家可以真正有安全，如果不是靠着神的保护。
And there's no country that can truly enjoy security if God is not protecting them.
所以在里面他们写上了 In God we trust.
And therefore the emblem In God we trust.
弟兄姊妹，我们世人在这里依靠无定的钱财。
And as man is relying on the money that is unstable.
但是我们基督徒用钱的时候，上面的话都在提醒我们。
But then even Christians, as we use money, the words on the money will remind us
只有神我们可靠
that only God is trustworthy.
世上的人事、世上的金钱、财物没有一个是可靠的。
And nothing on earth, no people, no thing that we can trust.
圣经上讲到不要靠别的国家埃及、亚述这些都不要去靠。
And the Bible tells the Israelites not to trust in Egypt, the Assyria.
当时埃及又强盛。
And even at the time, Egypt was so strong.
但是神对他们说，埃及不过是一个芦苇的拐杖。
But God's announcement is that Egypt was only a staff of reed.
你向前靠它，你伤了你的肩膀。
And if you will lean forward to trust in it, then you will hurt the shoulder.
你向后靠它，你就闪了你的腰。
And if you lean back to trust in it, then you will hurt your back.
圣经讲的真是好。
And the Bible says it so vividly.
叫我们不要去靠蜘蛛网。
And that we shall not trust in the spider web.
一定折断的。
And because they will break, for sure.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在目前的情形里面。
But then as we are facing the current event.
我不知道你我里面我们真正的信心和依靠到底是谁。
And I do not know you or me that what is your true trust in your heart.
我们看见多少的人突然一个配偶走了。
And so many people, we look at them losing their spouse.
原来以为家里面就是靠这个摇钱树，也不见得摇钱树，靠着他来过活的。
And if some people used to rely on the spouse to live on.
他可以说走就走的。
But then the spouse just passed away.
神教我们学习将我们的信心投资在这位可靠的神身上。
And God will once again give us the opportunity to trust in Him who is trustworthy.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们讲到信靠真信靠神的人。
And therefore, when we talk about those who truly trust in God,
他要像锡安山永不动摇。
And they shall not be moved like the Mount Zion.
这是今天我们要背诵的经文，我们一起拿出来把它读一遍。
And that is the verse that we will memorize today. Let us open it to recite it.
诗篇125篇第一节到第二节。
Psalm 125 verses 1 and 2.
我们一起同声来读。
And together let's read it aloud.
依靠耶和华的人，好像锡安山永不动摇。众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。啊，弟兄姊妹，神在这里讲到依靠耶和华的，好像锡安山永不动摇。
God tells us that those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷。
And as the mountains around Jerusalem,
耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓。
And the Lord will surround his people likewise.
从今时直到永远。
And from this time forth and forever.
弟兄姊妹，你相不相信神在我们的四周安营？
And do you believe that the Lord is encamping around all of us?
四围围绕，一面说到他爱的同在。
And when he surrounds us, that speaks of his great love.
一面说到他大能的保护。
And his, the presence of his love and his protection of his great power.
所以撒迦利亚书第二章耶和华说他要向耶路撒冷发热心。
And therefore, Zechariah chapter 2, the prophet said he will have zeal for the Lord.
他要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
And that the Lord will be the fiery walls around the city.
仇敌如果真要伤我们。
And if the enemy wants to hurt us,
他必须跨过神才能够来伤我们。
And he must go past God in order to touch us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们的安慰和保护。
And therefore we know that this is our comfort and protection.
我们的神成了我们的保护。
That God has become our protection.
我们的神四围环绕我们，用他爱的同在来成为我们的依靠。
And God will surround us and help us to trust in his great love.
所以我们在这里要知道我们所信的是谁。
And therefore we must know whom we are trusting in.
真正学习依靠有简单的三部曲。 三个简单的步骤。
And there are three simple steps to truly learn to trust in God.
第一个，我们知道在信心里面，我们要知道我们所信的到底是谁。
And the first thing is that we must know whom we are believing in.
以赛亚书五十一章，我们看一下，好吗
？And Isaiah 52, let's turn to it.
51. 十二节到十三节。
And verses 12 and 13.
我们请一起来读十二节，唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天，立定地基，创造你的耶和华。在这里神说你是谁？
And here the question from the Lord is, who are you?
你为什么会怕那些必要死的人呢？
That you are afraid of man who dies.
怕那些要变如草的世人。
And you are afraid of the son of man who is made like grass.
却忘记铺张诸天，立定地基，创造你的神。
But then you forgot the Lord your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神的认识真是有限。
And we know our knowledge of the Lord is so limited.
神太伟大。
But God is great.
大到我们这一生不能够了解认识。
And to a point that no one person can exhaust himself to know God.
保罗这么有把握的说，我知道我所信的是谁。
And Paul has such assurance that he knows whom he believes in.
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
And he said, I know whom I believe in.
而且我也深信他能够保全我所信托他的。
And I trust that he can keep all that I've entrusted him.
直到那日。
Unto that day.
所以这个信心让保罗稳入泰山。
And so we know Paul has a faith that secured him as the mountain.
当我们在海上碰到大风浪的时候。
And as we are going through the roaring sea.
所有的士兵水手十四昼夜不敢吃东西不敢喝水。
And everyone in the ship dare not drink or eat.
那保罗的心中这么安息。
Then Paul seems like he was resting.
他起来安慰众人。
And he rose to comfort all.
他起来在众人面前拨开饼来吃东西。
And he rose up to break bread before the people and feed them.
他知道他所信的是谁。
And he knows whom he believes in.
我们真需要主开我们的眼睛。
And we must ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们不仅仅嘴巴称他为神。
That not only we call him our God.
让神开我们心里的眼睛，真知道所信的是谁。
But we let the Lord to open the eyes of our mind of our heart to know whom he is.
所以当亚兰大军要来抓以利沙的时候
So when the great armies of Aram is coming to get Elisha,
以利沙的仆人吓得不得了
And the servants of Elisha were all trembling.
他说主人啊我们完了我们完蛋了
And they said, oh master, we are doomed.
神以利沙在那里有一个祷告
Then Elisha prayed.
他说神啊求你开这个少年人的眼睛
And he prayed that, O Lord, open this eye of the young man.
使他能够看见。
That he may see.
弟兄姊妹，当神开那个少年人眼睛的时候。
And as his eyes were opened by God.
他发现满山满谷有耶和华的火车火马保护着以利沙。
Then he find out that the chariots and the soldiers of the Lord were surrounding the mountain.
这叫做看见跟没有看见的差别。
And that makes a difference from those who see and do not see.
这叫做认识跟真认识的不同。
And that makes a difference those who know and truly know.
弟兄姊妹，我们真知道我们的神是谁。
And we truly know who is our God.
我们整个的人就安息。
And then our entire being shall find rest.
信靠在他大能的膀臂中。
And trust in his mighty arm.
格里汉牧师曾经举过一个例子。
And Pastor Billy Graham had this example.
他讲到一个宣教士叫 John Patton 有一次到海外去宣教的时候。
And he said there's an evangelist John Patton went out to minister.
他到一个荒岛上面荒岛的人全部不信主。
And as he arrived at a desolate island and he found all unbelievers.
有一天土著全部把他的宣教中心包围起来。
And one day those aboriginals circled around their camp.
他们准备那天晚上把他们放火全部杀掉。
And because they wanted to burn them up and kill them.
John Patton 看见那些土著在他家的侍卫。
And then John Patton look at all the thoughts surrounding.
带着他的妻子，带着他的孩子到房间里面去祷告。
And then he would bring his wife and children into the room to pray to his God.
他们屈膝在这位坐在宝座上的神。
And they knelt before the God who is enthroned.
万有都在他的手中。
And they realize that all things is in the hands of this God.
弟兄姊妹，连地上的政权都在他的手中。
And even the government on earth is in his hands.
至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And the Most High God reigns among people, and He will give kingdom to whom, and He it shall be.
就连洪水泛滥的时候，他仍然坐着为王。
And even if, when there is a great flood that comes, that he is still enthroned as king.
靠近清晨的时候，所有的仆人全部退去。
And as he find out in the early morning that all the aboriginals had left.
过了一年以后，那个酋长信主。
And then 1 year later, the chieftains believed in the Lord.
John Patton 问他说，你们那天为什么没有来攻打我们？
And John Patton then asked him, how come on that day you did not go on attacking?
那个酋长一脸困惑不明地问他。
And the chief did not understand for one whole year.
他说，那天保护你们的那些人到底是谁？难道你不知道吗？
And the chief said, how come you don't know that there was a group of people protecting you guys?
John Patton 说，我不知道。
And John Patton said, I did not know.
酋长说他们那天傍晚的时候，
But then the chief said on that day in the evening,
突然有几百个身穿白衣，手里有拔出来的刀，把整个宣教中心团团的围住。
And in that evening, suddenly they saw that there are many people in the white with the sword in hand and circling around your camp.
后来他们才晓得是神差遣他的使者来保护他的仆人。
Then as the two sides who spoke, then they realized God had sent a messenger to protect his own servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是全能的神。
And our God is the Almighty God.
我们没有时间举很多的见证。
And we have no enough time to give all testimonies for this.
他也不需要借着这些事情才能证明他是全能的神。
And he does not need these things to prove that he is the true God.
他是那位 I am who I am。
And our God is the I am who I am.
他是全能的神，他就是全能的神。
And the Almighty is Almighty himself.
今天就算 John Patton 全家被杀了，他仍然是全能的神。
And even John Patton were killed on that day, but God remained the Almighty God.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要求神提升我们的信心，知道我们所信的是谁。
And therefore we must ask the Lord to lift up our faith to know whom we are believing in.
第二件事情我们学习在爱的里面把一切的重担卸给他。
And the second point is that we must learn to lay down our burdens in love before him.
彼得前书第五章告诉我们，当将一切的重担卸给神，因为他顾念你。
And 1 Peter 5:7 talks about that casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
今天这个世代人最需要的就是爱和关怀。
And in these days, what man needs most is love and care.
请你们想一想，目前在人生里面谁最关怀你？
And as you think about who cares for you most in these days,
谁？
Who is it in your life?
有还是没有？
Is there anyone like that?
也许有，但是够不够？
And perhaps you have, but is that enough care for you?
弟兄姊妹，人对爱的需要、关怀的需要永远不够。
And we know that cares and love from man is never enough for another.
那个牧师对一些众教会做了调查以后，发现所有教会最大的困难就是爱不够。
And a pastor made this survey among the many churches, and he discovered that every single church has not enough care for the flock.
一方面因为人都自顾不暇，自己都顾不了。
And because on one hand, men are so busy, and they do not have enough time even to just to care for themselves.
更没有力量去关怀别人。
And therefore, they never find extra strength to care for others.
另外一面，这个世代里面有需要的人，真是远远超过从前。
On the other hand, we find out more and more people who are in great need in this generation.
但是主说，将一切的重担卸给我，因为我顾念你。
But the steadfast words of the Lord says, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
弟兄姊妹，神 care 我。
God truly cares for me.
神 care 你。
And God cares for you too.
要用信心来接受这件事。
And therefore we must accept this faith.By faith.
弟兄姊妹，莫迪说，人得罪神最大的罪就在于我们怀疑神的爱。
And Moody says the greatest sin that is offensive to God is that when we doubt His love.
这个连命都为我们舍的神。
And He who even sacrificed His own life for us.
他说他爱我们。
And as you say, He loves us.
他说他愿意天天背我们的重担。
And as you say, He's willing to take away our burden.
弟兄姊妹，好不好求神让我们真是这样子的相信他。
But should we ask the Lord for this? true trust in Him.
带着本相一切的需要来求告他。
And just come before Him just as you are to ask Him.
凡劳苦担重担的都到他这里来。
And who is weary and heavy laden can come.
他叫我们得安息。
And He shall cause you rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以这样子的本相来亲近他。
And we can come before Him just as we are.
在爱里面没有惧怕。
And there shall have no fear in love.
我们深知道他爱我们。
And because we deeply know that He loves us.
我们深知道他愿意负我们所有的责任。
And we know that He is willing to be responsible for all of us.
就连如果我们碰到什么困难。
And even when we are facing difficulties.
似乎我们好像也祷告了，他怎么还不听呢？
And even when the prayer is not answered yet.
让我们因为在爱的里面，我们不惧怕。
But because we are in His love, therefore we shall not fear.
我从来不会怀疑我的父母亲、我的姊妹、我的孩子会想害我。
And I will never doubt that. I'll never wonder if my family members will want to hurt me.
我从来没有在念时做出菜的时候拿一个银筷子擦一擦的。
And I will never. First put a silver chopstick into my wife's dish for me.
爱里面没有惧怕。
And because there is in love, there's no fear.
有一个小故事我曾经跟你们讲过。
And there's a small story I said it before.
有一个年轻的女孩子有一天晚上去加油站加油。
And a young lady who went to pump gas at night.
那时候加油站不像现在都用 credit card 很方便。
And it was not as convenient then as now.她
进去给那个店主说我要加20块钱的油。
And so she went in and said, I want to put $20 worth of gas.
那等到你油加到20块的时候它会自动关掉。
And usually the oil pump, the pump would stop at $20 worth.
所以她回来加油。
And so she returned and pumped gas.
加到5块钱突然断掉。
And at $5 mark, then the pump stopped.
她里面本能的就生气。这样子的老板跟你讲20块你就弄到5块。
And so she instinctively just got mad because she said I'd pay him $20.
他在外面讲应该听不到，他只好再进去一趟。
And so she went in to talk to the person.
那个加油站的老板跟他讲。
And the employee there says,
他说小姐请你保持镇定继续跟我讲话。
And please be calm and talk to me.
因为你刚才进来付钱的时候有一个坏人躲到你车子后面去了。
And because as you coming in to try to pump gas, and I saw a person who was hiding behind
you. 他现在躲在你车子的后座，我已经打电话叫警察。
Now he is at the back seat of your car, and I already called the police for you.
过一下警察来，果然在他后座里面抓出了一个坏人。
And very soon after, the police came and found the man behind her back seat.
弟兄姊妹，这个像不像我们平常的经历和遭遇？
And is that something we have experienced similarly?
有时候我们碰到一点难处，我们说神，你为什么没有照顾我？
And sometimes when we face hardship and we doubt God and say, how come you don't take care of us?
神，难道你没有听见我的祷告吗？我是要20块。
And as if you did not hear our prayer, I want $20 worth.
你为什么只给我5块？
How come you stopped at 5?
弟兄姊妹，神知道我。
And God knows it all.
很多的时候神祝福太多，直接离我们反而害我们。
And sometimes if God's blessing just comes to us freely, then it's hurting us.
我们要学习知道神既然爱我，我就不再去怀疑他。
And we must learn to know that since He loves us, then we shall not doubt Him.
我没有时间再去讲以前讲的那个故事。当他的女儿被锯腿的时候，当那个牧师的女儿被医生锯掉腿的时候。
Another story is that when the pastor's daughter, the leg is going to be removed.
他整个对神的信心、盼望，通通断掉。
And his entire faith and hope in the Lord has stopped.
而在他最沮丧的时候，
And as he was completely distraught,
一句话把他给提起来。
And suddenly the word of the Lord came and he was lifted up.
When God doesn't make sense, let God be God. 当神无可理喻的时候，我们仍然尊他为神。
When God doesn't make sense, still let God be God.
他不会做错的。
Because God is never wrong.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
For His way is higher than our way.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
Mind, our mind.
很多时候可能我们这一生都不明白。
And many times something we can never fathom this life.
当我们见主的时候。
But then as we face the Lord on that day.
都要明白。
Then we shall all understand.
也有很多的时候。
And there's still many times.
我们的今生就明白我为什么几年前遭遇那件事情。
The Lord will allow us to understand why that thing happened a few years back.
我们心里面会对他充满了感恩。
And then our heart will filled with gratitude before him.
爱里面没有惧怕。
And in love there is no fear.
爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
And as, because the love is perfect, then it casts out fear.
我好喜欢看见小孩子那么安息地靠在他妈妈的怀中。
And I love to look at the sight when a young child is laying in the bosom of the mother.
我甚至很怀念我儿子小的时候他们生病发烧哭的时候。
And I even remember that the sweet moment that when my our children were sick and crying.
你发现他们一面哭一面小手抓着你的肩膀。
And even they were crying, but then they were laying hold of your arm.
他的头靠着你，他的小手抓着你。
And the head is upon you, and then they want to lay hold on you.
虽然我不见得能解决他的痛苦，但是他在这里找到安慰，找到依靠。
Though it doesn't seem that I could help them, but then they could find rest and trust in me.
弟兄姊妹，就在爱里面没有惧怕。
And that is to say, in love, there is no fear.
我们安息地趴在他的怀中。
And then let us all learn to just come and embrace him.
爱既完全把所有的惧怕除掉。
Since love is perfect, then all fear is cast out.
而且这个爱让我们充满着荣耀的盼望。
And this love shall give us all the hope of glory.
知道他不仅仅不会错。
That we know that not only he will not be wrong.
他在我身上有美好的计划。
But he has this good purpose for me.
他在我身上有一个最高最美的结局等着我们。
And that he shall work the beautiful end for all of us.
神为我们每一个人，在座的每一个人。
That God has prepared for each one of us sitting here.
都有一个独特的计划在我们身上。
A very unique purpose on you.
那是专门针对你量身定做的。
And that is tailor-made for you particularly.
所以我不用羡慕你的这个恩典。
Therefore, I do not need to admire your blessings and grace.
你也不用羡慕我所得到的。
But you cannot have what I have.
你也不用怕我所经历的。
And do not be afraid that, oh, my experience
也不怕你所经历的。
But I'm not only afraid that I will experience what you
experience. 神在我们每一个人身上都有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
For we know God has a good and perfect will for each and every one of us.
他按着他心中的纯正、手中的巧妙的带领我们。
And according to the integrity of his hand, heart and the skill of his hand, he is guiding us.
所以约伯在最受苦的时候。
And therefore, as Job was suffering most severely.
整个约伯记的 key sentence 最重要的一句话。
And the key sentence in the entire book of Job
约伯记二十三章第十节
was verse 23 verse 10
他知道我的道路
and it says that he knows my way
他试炼我之后我必如金金
and after he tried me and I shall be like refined gold
弟兄姊妹我们这一生的道路神都知道我们
and God knows all the ways of our life
他设计他的恩典为我们所预备的
and he is planning in his grace something for us
而当我们经过之后
and after we have gone through this,
我们要必如金金
then we shall all be made like refined gold
所以约伯在难处里面的时候以利户来安慰他
and therefore as Job was suffering and Elihu came to comfort him
以利户告诉他说在难处的时候
and Elihu told him in hardship
他说神必要给我们开一条出路
and he said that God will open up a way for you
他一定要领我们出患难进入宽阔不窄之地
and he will lead you out of the hardship and into a broad and a wide way
而且摆在你面前的必有肥甘
and then what is laid before you is just fatness
弟兄姊妹这句话常常成为我很大的安慰
and this is often comforting my heart
他不仅仅知道我的道路
not only the Lord knows my way
他要亲自为我开一条路
and also he comes to open up a way for me
他要领我出离患难
And he is leading me out of distress.
把我带到宽阔不狭窄之地。
And to take me in a broad place without constraint.
我们的人生观，我们的度量，我们都被神扩大。
And then our perspective and our capacity is enlarged by God.
摆在我们面前的必有肥甘。
And there is fatness laid before us to taste.
神叫我们得生命，得了更丰盛的生命。
God causes us to have life and have life more abundantly.
所以我从前还会为着我脸上的瘤埋怨神。
And so sometimes past I still complain about the tumor I have on the face.
尤其教会到我站讲台的时候那时候瘤肿得好大好大。
Especially at the time when I had to speak in public and my tumor was big.
我一直抗拒不肯站讲台。
And I resist to stand in front of people.
我觉得那是一件很难过的事情。
And because I felt it was such a miserable thing.
没有想到手术之后 我的嘴角被切歪了。
But then I did not think, but after the surgery, my lips were even skewed.
又一次的手术之后，我的眼皮跳不下来。
And another surgery, then my eyelid dropped.
原来已经够小的眼睛更小了。
And I used to have a small eye, but now a smaller eye.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这外面的事情一再这样继续发生。
And the outward thing keep happening to me.
但是这件事情已经不会叫我再去埋怨他。
But then these things shall no longer have me in murmuring spirit.
我知道他有一个计划是为着我的。
Because now I know God has a plan for me.
我很感谢很多弟兄姊妹给我的安慰。
And I thank many brothers and sisters came to comfort me.
他们说看到我好像没看到这个瘤。
And they looked at me as if they do not see what's wrong.
有的人说其实于弟兄原来是很英俊的。
And some said, actually, Brother Yu were rather handsome before.
那个其实我都听得懂他的意思。
And I actually heard the undertone of the word actually.
但是弟兄姊妹，这件事情现在摸不着我。
But then these things no longer touch my heart.
我也知道神借着这样子在我身上的一点点的经历。
And I know that God has worked on me just a little.
让很多对自我形象自卑没有把握的人，他们能够重新。
And the Lord could use me to help those who have no self-confidence in their appearance.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神在我们每一个人身上都有计划。
And we know God has a plan for each of us.
如果我们 fail 的话，我们这一生就是一个失败者。
But then if we fail God in this way, then we fail perfectly.
不管我们在地上有多大的成就，我们要得着神所命定叫我们得着的。
Doesn't matter how other achievements we have, then we only want to achieve what God has planned for us.
我们时间的关系没有空讲到第三个最重要的，但是我仍然稍微提一下。
And I would like to summarize the third point briefly.
信靠神最高的境界在于我们跟主联合。
And the highest trust in God is to be united with the Lord.
因为我们的经历里面对神的信靠常常是 event driven， 是碰到事情我们来信靠他。
Because so often our trust in the Lord is only event driven.
但是神希望我们跟他之间的信靠是生命的联合连结。
But what God desires to work in us is the uniting of life.
所以主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And therefore the Lord declared that I'm the vine, you are the branches.
离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不是在只有难处的时候先让我们来依靠他。
It's not when only you have problems, then you learn to trust in the Lord.
因为我们那样子不过是在 找一个解决问题的人或是神而已。
Because in that way, you are only finding someone or something that can help you.
神要借着这一切的遭遇，让我们知道他是我的神。
The Lord would like to use all these happenings to make you know that He is your God.
我们跟他的关系是葡萄树和枝子的关系。
And our relationship with Him is one that is the vine and the branches.
一离掉他，我们什么都不能做。
And apart from Him, we can do nothing.
我们里面不过枯干，不过无用，没有价值。
Then we will dry up within, and we will be effectless.
而当我们真在他里面的时候，
and as we truly know that we are in Him,
他也在我们里面，
and He in us,
我们就可以多结果子。叫神的荣耀。
And then we can bear more fruit to glorify God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这对我们是一个太重要的提醒。
And therefore we know this is a very important reminder for us.
如果您最近正在难处里面，
And if you are encounter hardship these days,
如果你正在觉得你解决不了的困难正在困扰你，
And if you are right now in a problem that you cannot solve and that bothers you,
请你原谅我说这是神在我们身上一个深恩典。
And forgive me saying it this way, this is a deeper grace that the Lord is working in you.
神要带我们真实的来信靠他。
And because He wants to bring you into trusting in Him truly.
也真实的来体会离了他我们不能做什么。
And to truly understand that apart from Him, you can do nothing.
然后要更进一步的叫我们来经历，靠着啊，在我里面加我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And the Lord also desires to take you to experience Him that is in the way that by Him who strengthens you, you can do more things.
雅各手上的拐杖原来是一个装饰品。
And Jacob used to have a staff that is just for decoration.
他需要用的时候他才用它。
And he only used it when he had a need for it.
当他过河需要的时候他用一下。
And when he passed through the river and he used it.
当他爬高山的时候他用它一下。
And as he climbed high mountains, he used it.
当他碰到野兽的时候他起来保护用一下。
And as he tried to fight off the beast, he used it.
那弟兄姊妹，创世纪32章过了披鲁伊勒以后。
But then, in Genesis chapter 32, after he passed through Peniel,
这个拐杖对雅各不再是可有可无的拐杖。
And this staff to Jacob is not a staff that he can use it or leave it.
他走每一步路都要靠着这个杖。
And from that moment on, he must trust in that every single step.
离了这个杖，他一步都不能走。
And because he knew that apart from that, if the rod is taken away from him, he cannot do anything.
他对神的依靠不是可有可无的。
And from that point on, his trust in God is not something he can leave or use.
他对神的依靠是每一步都需要的。
But he needs the Lord in every single step.
所以当晚年雅各要走之前，
And therefore when Jacob was about to depart this earth,
你可以想象那个白发苍苍的老雅各。
And you can see the picture of Jacob with white hair.
他坐在一个小小的床旁边。
And he is leaning in his bed.
他扶着杖头敬拜神。
And he is leaning against his staff and worship.
当他每一次在摸到这个杖的时候，
and as he touched this staff again,
他里面的感觉何等不一样，
and his feeling is different.
是他带我走到今天，
he realized it's him who has led me through to till today.
是靠着他我才有今天，
it's by him that I have this end.
回首他的这一生，他的心就低头敬拜神，
and as he looked backThen on his life journey, then he just bowed down and worshipped his God.
神希望我们跟神的依靠不是可有可无，或是渐渐断断。
God desires us to trust in Him, not something we can take or leave, and not interrupted by events.
让我们在信心的学校都一起起来开始学习。
But let us all learn to in this school of faith and to rise up to trust in Him.
一个小小的故事来结束今天的信息。
And we use a small story to end today's message.
英国有一次派了一个大官 到非洲的殖民地区。
There's a government official by England was sent to a colony.
也当时那边非常的混乱。
And because there was a tumult there.
这个官员带着他的仆人到达那个地方之后。
And as the officer brought his servants to that place.
他们就住到旅馆里面去。
Then they checked themselves in an inn.
那当时的习惯是主人的房间里面有一个仆人睡在地上。为了照顾他，为了保护他。
The custom at the time is that the master will have a servant sleeping in the same room on the floor to protect him and to care for him.
当他们跋涉长途到达的那个旅馆的时候
，So after they arrived to that inn,
大家累得都想赶快倒头大睡。
And as everybody was tired and just want to go have some sleep.
所以这个官员到了旅馆以后，也是往床上一倒。
The officer also just fell in his bed.
可是他突然想到这边混乱的情形，他就紧张的睡不着觉。
But then suddenly he realized that there's riots out there that he could not sleep.
就在他那里翻来翻去睡不着的时候，
and as he was tossing about and could not fall asleep,
他旁边的仆人在地上大打呼啊，睡得好好的，鼾声四
起。The servant on the floor was just snoring and then he was having a sweet dream.
他实在受不了了，下去把他摇起来。
And he could not take it and he woke up his servant.
他说我睡不着。
And he said, I cannot sleep.
那个仆人说，为什么你睡不着？
And the servant said, why?
他说因为外面这么多的混乱。
And the officer said, because there's riot out there.
那个仆人就跟他讲，他说主人，你可不可以让我问你一两个问题？
And then the servant says, Master, may I ask you these questions?
他说可以啊。
And he said, okay, go ahead.
他说请问 Master, 他说在神创造我们以前，神是不是管理万有的神？
And the servant asked, before God created all things, did God reign over all things?
他说那当然是。
And the master said, of course.
那么他说我们两个将来死了以后神还会不会继续掌权
and he asked that if even after we die can God continue to reign
他说那当然掌权
and the master answered of course God reigns
他说那主人好不好我们现在也让他来掌权好不好
and then the servant asked how about if we let God to reign over us also
弟兄姊妹这个主人一听到这句话他里面得到力量
And as the master heard this saying, he received strength.
当我们说他是神的时候，我们知道他管理从前。
And as we said that he is God, we know that he ruled the past.
我们也知道有一天他要来，他要更新万有。
And we also know that one day he shall come and renew all things.
就在我们今生活着的时候。
But then, right about now.
就在您目前遭遇到的这个困难的里面。
Just at your difficult circumstance.
神是否仍旧掌权呢
Is God still the God who reigns?
我相信我们的答案是是的
And I believe you know that it is
好不好让神把我们的信心提升起来
And then let God lift up our faith
神既然掌权我们还怕什么呢
Since God reigns, then what are we to afraid?
我想我们最后来唱刚才的那首诗歌。
And lastly, let us sing the hymn again.
467首。
467.
信靠亲爱救主。
Trusting in the Savior.
我们第一节请弟兄唱，第二节请姊妹们唱，第三节我们一起唱。
Brothers, stanza 1, sister 2, and together we'll sing stanza 3.
所有的副歌我们请一起来唱。
And we'll sing the refrain together.
我们请姊妹为我们弹一句我们的 主啊，把那个依靠你的生命赐给我们。
Oh Lord, constitute in us the life that trusts in you.
让我们不仅仅只是体会，离了你，我们不能做什么。
Not only we experience apart from you, we cannot do anything.
也更让我们经历到，在你的里面，我们凡事都能做。
But help us to experience in you that we can do all things.
让我们经历到，当我们真依靠你的时候。
And allow us to experience when we trust in you.
我们要像葡萄枝子一样多结果子。
And that we shall bear fruit for you like the vine, the branches of the vine.
能够叫父得荣耀。
And to cause the glory to the Father.
我们特别求你。
Oh Lord, we specially ask you.
今天在座的。
And for those who sit here.
不管他的重担多重。
No matter how heavy laden they are.
主耶稣，你来替我们担负。
Oh Lord, we move them away from us.
把我们抱在你的怀中。
To embrace us in your bosom,
把我们扛在你的肩膀上
and to pull us upon your shoulder,
带领我们经过这一切的难处
and to bring us through these hardships,
把我们带到宽阔不狭窄之地
and to lead us on the road that is broad without constraint,
也让我们享受你这一切旨意里面的肥甘的祝福
and allow you all the purpose and the fatness,
我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you,
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天因为时间的关系，我们祷告必须先停在这。
Because of time, we end the prayer here.